This is the first team representing Southfield Little League that has ever advanced beyond a state tournament. Stacy Young, the first player to ever hit an out-of-the-park home run at Altoona Stadium at the Northwest Regional Tournament in San Bernardino this year. Their pitching staff threw three no-hitters and one perfect game this tournament season. Congratulations on all of your success, and thank you so much for being here and celebrating with us. We love it. All right, when you're ready, let's see that arm of yours. Nice job. Well done. Once again, fans, this is the Southfield Little League Cokeview All-Star Softball Team. Let's hear it for them. Thank you so much for joining us today. Enjoy the game.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Rainiers take on the Round Rock Express. It is the final day of the 2023 Pacific Coast League regular season. Last day for the Rainiers, not necessarily so for the Express. Round Rock is hoping to reach the playoffs. They have a chance to win the second half title. Their path is simple to explain. They have to win today, and Reno has to lose. That's the only way Round Rock can get in. And it's kind of looking like this might be a key game, because right now Reno is already through four innings and on their way to the fifth in Las Vegas. And they're trailing 5-2 to the Aviators. We could have the playoff implications on this final game of the season going down to the last out today at Cheney Stadium. But for the Rainiers, they're just finishing up. Tacoma 77-72 on the year. They were in contention for the second half title until getting eliminated on Friday night. And now the guys just trying to play well, give Round Rock a battle today in the final game of the season, and end the year on a high note. On the mound for the Rainiers, right-hander Adam Aller. Aller in 11 starts for Tacoma is 6-3 with a 4.45 ERA. Round Rock's going to start right-hander Zach Kent, who has been injured for much of the season, just getting healthy here for the stretch run. In nine starts, he's 0-1 with a 3.03 ERA. So Zach Kent on the hill for Round Rock, Adam Aller for the Rainiers. Should be a good one here this afternoon under gray skies here in Tacoma. For some reason, the ball was flying out of here last night. We'll recap last night's home run festival when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Tacoma taking on Round Rock today, final day of the 2023 Pacific Coast League regular season. The Rainiers and Express wrapping things up. A home run festival broke out between these two teams yesterday as Round Rock defeated the Rainiers last night 12-10 in a game that featured 34 hits between the two teams, including eight home runs. Each team hit four homers. Each team had a player hit, too. Davis Wenzel hit two for Round Rock, upping his total on the year to 29. Riley Unruh went deep twice for the Rainiers, who also had home runs from Zach Deloach and Isaiah Gilliam. Ultimately, the Rainiers fell last night because they couldn't get the clutch hit when they needed it. They scored 10 runs on 17 hits, but needed more. They left 15 runners stranded on base. Round Rock winning yesterday 12-10, keeping them alive in the Pacific Coast League playoff chase. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's season finale when we come back on the Raiders pregame show right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Raiders baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Round Rock Express, who have a record of 88 wins and 60 losses on the year. The Texas Rangers AAA club is managed by Doug Davis. Leading off, playing right field is Elier Hernandez. Batting second, center fielder J.P. Martinez. Hitting third, the first baseman Justin Foscue. Playing Krim bats cleanup, he is the DH. Hitting fifth and doing the catching is Sam Huff. Davis Wenzel will hit sixth, he's at third base. Hitting seventh, the shortstop, Jonathan Ornelas. Batting eighth, left fielder, Dustin Harris. And hitting ninth, second baseman, Diospol Arias. On the mound, Zach Kent. He is 0-1 with a 3.03 ERA. The Raiders are 77-72 on the year. John Russell wrapping up his first year at the helm of the Raiders. He's going to lead off today with Cade Marlowe. Marlowe is the DH. Batting second and playing shortstop is Ryan Bliss. Hitting third, center fielder Taylor Trammell. In the cleanup spot, doing the catching, Cooper Hummel. Hitting fifth, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Batting sixth, left fielder Isaiah Gilliam. Robbie Todorowicz hits seventh. He is at first base. Hitting eighth, the second baseman Riley Unruh. And batting ninth, Mike Salvatore. He's at third. On the mound, Adam Aller. Aller 6-3, 4.45 ERA. Umpires, Lou Williams has the plate. Matt Winter is at first and Sam Birch at third. It's Tacoma and Round Rock, final game of the season. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, good afternoon and welcome once again to Tacoma Raiders Baseballs. We're about ready to start today's game, the Raiders and the Round Rock Express here at Cheney Stadium. Final game of the 2023 season. Game number 150. Adam Aller is on the mound, and Elier Hernandez stands in the batter's box for Round Rock. Hernandez hitting .299, ninth highest average in the league, 18 homers, 99 runs batted in. He's on the cusp of some milestone numbers, and Adam Aller fires a strike in there, and we are underway. 61 degrees announced as the game time temperature. Haller with the 0-1 pitch, and it is swung on and skied in the air to left. Not deep. Gilliam lining it up already, and he makes the catch, and one man is gone at the top of the first inning. Two pitches, one out. Hernandez flies out to left field, and now J.P. Martinez will be the batter. Well, as we discussed in the pregame show, Round Rock has a lot to play for today. The Raiders just trying to finish strong. Round Rock still has playoff aspirations. But they have to do scoreboard watching, as here's a swing and a miss by Martinez, strike one. The Express can get into the playoffs if Reno loses and Round Rock wins this game. Reno is losing right now in Vegas, 5-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's a pitch outside to Martinez, and the count's even, 1-1. Martinez hitting .297, 14 homers, .415 on base percentage. Left-hand hitter made his Major League debut earlier this year. He takes a strike from Haller. 1-2 the count. Adam Haller drawing the start for the Raiders on the final day of the season. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball outside, 2-2. Haller making his 12th start for the Raiders. 6-3, 4.45 ERA, averaging almost a strikeout an inning, 57 strikeouts in 59 innings, 25 walks. Next pitch down and in, ball three. Haller has a fastball in the mid-90s on the radar gun. And kind of a slurvy breaking ball that he uses. Here's his 3-2 to Martinez, and it's the fastball, and Martinez is able to foul it back. We played last night's game in a light rain, much of it anyway, most of it, and might be doing the same today. A very, very light rain has started here as this game gets underway. 3-2 pitch, inside, ball four. Martinez draws the one-out walk, and he'll head down to first base. So first base runner of the game for the Express. Martinez is on. And now Justin Foscue will be the hitter. Foscue hitting .267, 18 homers, 82 runs batted in. And he's driven in a lot of runs in this series. 9 runs batted in this series against the Raiders. And that included a 6 RBI game here on Thursday, when he had a grand slam and a 2-run double. Now the pitch from Haller is with a runner going down low, and the throw to second base is not in time, and stealing second base is J.P. Martinez, his 38th steal of the year, and he's only been caught 4 times. He's also only played in 77 games, and he's got 38 steals, which makes you wonder how many he might have if he played every day in the PCL this year. 1-0 to Foscue, fouled back, and the count goes to 1-1. Haller began the year in the A's system, made some starts for Vegas, 9 of them, also pitched in 9 games in the big leagues for Oakland. So here's one inside now to Foscue. And then on July 12th, the A's took him off the 40-man roster, and the Mariners claimed him off waivers, and he has a spot on the Mariners 40-man roster. Here's his 2-1 pitch to Foscue, and it is swung out and popped up into shallow right. Back is Unroe, in is DeLoach. DeLoach is there, and he makes the catch. There's out number 2. Foscue flies out to shallow right field, 2 away, and now Blaine Crim will be the hitter. Haller faced Round Rock in the first game of this series on Tuesday. That was a high-scoring affair, very much so. Haller went 5 innings and allowed 5 earned runs and got the win. The Rainiers won that game 15-9. Well, 2 outs and a runner at second. And the pitch from Haller is swung on and hit well towards left. Back is Gilliam, but he's got no chance on this one. Blaine Crim with a 2-run homer to left field, his 22nd of the year. And the Express jump out to a 2-0 lead at the top of the first inning. First pitch change from Aller, and Krim was sitting on it, and he rips it out of here to left field. And the Express are on the board. So Krim now with 84 runs batted in on the year. And now Sam Huff is the batter. And the pitch from Aller is a swing and a miss and a fastball up there, strike one. Right, here's one. The first two games of this series against Round Rock, and the Express have won the last three now. Here's one up high for a ball. So 1-1 the count to Huff. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike two. Huff hit two doubles yesterday and scored a couple of runs. And the 1-2 pitch is swung on and popped up foul. Giving chase behind the plate is Hummel, but this is out of play and will land in the seats right behind home plate. So 1-2 still to Sam Huff. Aller trying to put him away. The 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and down goes Huff, and the inning is over. But Round Rock gets two runs on one hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma coming to the plate.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Well, Round Rock strikes for a couple of runs in the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Cade Marlowe, Ryan Bliss, and Taylor Trammell to bat this inning against the Express right-hander Zach Kent. Kent making his 10th start, 0-1 with a 3.03 ERA. He's only pitched 29 and two-thirds innings this year because he missed the majority of the season with an injury. And the pitch to Marlowe is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Marlowe, after getting four hits yesterday, is now batting .260 with 11 homers, .339 on base percentage. 0-1 pitch, swing and a foul tip. Count goes to 0-2. Kent was in the Round Rock starting rotation coming out of spring training. Made one start April 4th at Sugarland, three scoreless innings, injured, and didn't pitch again for them until August 5th, 4 months later. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Marlowe goes down swinging, and one man is out to the bottom of the first, and now Ryan Bliss will be the hitter. Bliss Bliss hitting 245 with 9 homers and a 348 on base percentage in 46 games for Tacoma. Kent with the pitch, and it is a breaking ball outside. First pitch slider. The Rangers really like Kent. He's never been in the big leagues for them, but not yet anyway, but they have protected him on their 40-man roster. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Bliss. They did that after last season when he had a good year that saw him get promoted from AA Frisco to AAA Round Rock late in the campaign. Bliss hits one in the air to left. It's got a chance. Back it goes, and it is gone. Ryan Bliss with a solo shot to left field. His 10th as a Red Deer, his 23rd of the season, and the Red Deers are on the board. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma 1. Well, we had a home run derby here last night, each team going deep 4 times in last night's game, and early indications are that the home run hitting is continuing. Each team has hit one here in the first inning today. 2-run shot for Krim at the top of the inning, and now Bliss with a solo blast in the bottom of the first. And here's Taylor Trammell back in the lineup today. He's missed the last 5 games with an injury, and he swings and misses at a curveball. There's strike one. Trammell hitting 268, 21 homers, 391 on base percentage. He was really hot at the end of the road trip in Oklahoma City. Rainier's missed his bat these last 5 days. He swings and misses at a curve now, 0-2 the count. So no balls, 2 strikes to Trammell, who now uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box. Here comes the 0-2 pitch now from Kent, and it's a swing and a miss and a changeup. That is strike 3, and 2 men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. So Trammell strikes out swinging. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel hitting in the cleanup spot, batting 264 with 8 homers, 410 on base percentage. And the pitch is swung on, grounded towards first, directly to Foscue. He picks it up, takes it to the base himself for the putout, and the inning is over. But the Red Deers get a run back on one hit, the Ryan Bliss homer. No errors, no one left. We go to the second. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma 1.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, we've played an inning. It is Round Rock 2, Tacoma 1 here on the last day of the Pacific Coast League's 2023 regular season. Red Deers in their 150th and final game of the year. Davis Wenzel will lead off the top of the second inning. Adam Haller out of the hill, allowed a two-run homer in the first. They'll face Wenzel, Jonathan Ornelas, and Dustin Harris here in the top of the second. Wenzel went deep twice last night, giving him 29 homers on the year. Fastball from Haller is in there at the D's for a strike, 0-1. Wenzel with a .236 average, .360 on base percentage. Now the 0-1. Poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Haller hitting the inside edge. We're wrapping up the season with a automated ball strike challenge system game. The human being behind home plate, Lou Williams, is calling the pitches. The players can ask for a challenge. Then we go to the automated system for a final verdict. Once you're wrong on three challenges, you're out. Wow, that pitch hit Wenzel in the back, a breaking ball that didn't break the way that Adam Haller wanted it to, and Wenzel is plunked by an 0-2 pitch, and he is aboard to start things off at the top of the second inning. Now Jonathan Ornelas will be the hitter. Ornelas had a couple of hits yesterday. He's having a good series for Round Rock. He tries to bunt and pops it up. Here comes Salvatore at third to make the catch. And there's the first out in the top of the second inning. Might have been in foul territory when he caught that, but it's a popped up bunt for one away. Salvatore making the start at third. Yeah, that was definitely a foul ball. So a foul out on the bunt attempt. And now Dustin Harris will bat with Wenzel at first. And the pitch is a fastball outside. Very light rain falling here at Cheney. Lights are on for a day game. Now the 1-0. Is swung on and skied a mile high to center field, and Taylor Trammell eyeing it, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Harris flies to center, and out Diospol Arias will be the hitter. Arias batting .287 with six homers, 61 runs batted in. Haller with the pitch, and it is breaking ball in there for a strike. Arias hit a big homer here on Friday. Solo shot in the fifth inning when Round Rock won 3-2. That was the game that eliminated the Rainiers from playoff contention. 0-1 pitch, low and away for a ball, 1-1. Two-one Express. We're at the top of the second. Now the 1-1 pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now this one is called high for a ball, and Hummel immediately asked for a challenge. So we're going to go to the automated ball strike system. It would be a strikeout if this gets overturned. So we'll see. The automated system says it was a strike. Nice challenge by Hummel, and the Red Ears win the challenge. And Arias has struck out looking, and that wraps up the top of the second inning. Second strikeout for Haller. No runs for Round Rock, no hits or errors, one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Radrock leading the Red Ears 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Zach Deloach, Isaiah Gilliam, and Robbie Tanerowitz to bat this inning against the right-hander Zach Kent. Deloach stands in, wrapping up a great year for the Red Ears today, and he takes a strike. Deloach with a late season batting average push yesterday, went 4-for-5 last night, boosting his average to .287 on the year, .388 on base percentage. And he swings and misses at a fastball. Count goes to 0-2. Deloach with the career-high 23 homers, 88 runs batted in. 30 doubles this year. Second in the league in hits, has 151 hits. He swings and fouls one off. He's played more than anyone on the Red Ears. This is his 138th game, so he played 138 out of 150. And the 12 that he missed were just days off over the course of a long season. He never went on the IL or anything like that. O-2 pitch coming to Deloach. Well, maybe not. Sam Huff acting as if there was a problem with the pitch comm system, but it was quickly resolved, so. 0-2 the count to Deloach. And the pitch from Kent is outside for a ball, 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it swung on and bounced towards first. Voskew fields this little trickler, and he'll take it himself to the bag for the out. And one man is gone in the bottom of the second inning. So Deloach bounces out to first. And now Isaiah Gilliam will be the hitter. Gilliam hit his second homer here last night in 23 AAA games this year. Late season promotion from AA Arkansas. He's had a .381 on base percentage since joining the Red Ears, and the pitch to Gilliam is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. And he has 24 total home runs between AA and AAA, as he was having an excellent campaign at AA Arkansas before being summoned to Tacoma. Wrapping up his first year in the Mariners system. And now pitch in there for a strike, 1-1 the count. Gilliam, a player who has enough professional experience in his years of experience that he will be a free agent after this season. Sears one inside for a ball, a minor league free agent. I would assume the Mariners will at least see if he's interested in coming back. He's really helped out the organization this year. 2-1 pitch, swung on and bounced towards short. That's scooped up by Ornelas. Throw to first in time for the out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the second inning. Gilliam grounds out to shortstop. And now Robbie Tanerowitz will be the batter. Tanerowitz hitting .265 with three homers in 46 games for the Red Ears. He had two hits yesterday. And he swings and hits one foul out of play down the right field line. First pitch breaking ball. Now the 0-1. Check swing. Did he go? No. One-one pitch, swung on and hit well towards center, deep part of the park. Martinez is back and he makes the catch, shy of the warning track in straightaway center field. Deep drive for Tanerowicz, but it's caught by Martinez, and that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. Tanerowicz ran all the way around the bases, even after everyone ran off the field. He got halfway home and then peeled off towards the dugout, just having a little fun after his deep drive was caught there. We go to the third inning. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Two-one, Round Rock leads the Red Ears. We go to the third inning of play. And Adam Aller's first pitch to Elier Hernandez is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Hernandez, right-hand batter. And he swings at the next pitch and misses. There's strike two. So Aller promptly gets ahead of the count. 0-2 on Elier Hernandez. And this pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still no balls, two strikes. Dollar. Ready with the 0-2 pitch. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball up. And he got Hernandez swinging. And there's the first out here in the third. And that's the third strikeout for Aller, who now has 119 strikeouts this year combined between Vegas and Tacoma. In fact, it's easy to miss because he has spent the AAA portion of his season split between two teams, Vegas and Tacoma. A midseason acquisition. First pitch to Martinez outside. But he has 10 wins, which is tied for third in the league. Six for Tacoma, and he had four for Vegas before coming over. So here's a pop-up foul and out of play. The Pacific Coast League wins leader is going to be the reliever for Sacramento, Nick Avila, who has 14 wins, every one of them out of the bullpen. It's been stuck on 14 for a long time, by the way, as here's one outside for a ball. And he got most of them following Kyle Harrison, the Giants' top pitching prospect, who was not allowed to pitch five innings and qualify for a win, so they always brought in Avila to follow him, and he would end up getting the win. So there's a pitch in for a strike to Martinez. Not to cheapen it, Avila's a great reliever, had a big year for Sacramento, but he was positioned to get wins because of the Giants' rules about not letting their starting pitchers actually pitch five innings. Full count now to Martinez. And the payoff is swung on and fouled back. Still 3-2 to JP. So Avila is going to lead the league with 14 wins. Blake Walston with Reno had 12. And then Aller third with 10 wins. And I hope several players have 9. So here's a 3-2 down and in, ball 4. Martinez draws his second walk of the game. So he reaches again, and now Justin Foscue will be the hitter. Foscue flied to right field in the first inning. He's 0-for-1. And he swings and hits one in the air towards left. Gilliam is going to make the catch for the second out. Martinez tags and bluffs like he's going to try to advance, but he retreats to first base. Foscue flies out to left, and now Blaine Krim is the hitter. Krim hit the two-run homer in the first that brought in Round Rock's lone runs thus far. He got a first-pitch changeup in the first inning and hit it out. See what Aller does here. Well, a pickoff move to start things off, and Martinez is back in. Martinez, 38 steals and 42 attempts. Aller now ready. And the pitch to Krim is a check swing foul tip. There's strike one. On our pitchers, talking about how Avila's going to lead the league in wins for Sacramento. Round Rock's going to have the ERA leader. Robert Duggar will lead the Pacific Coast League in earned run average. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. And Duggar also leads the league in strikeouts, which is going to stand up. It appears he has a 6-strikeout lead over El Paso's Jake Groom, who is not listed as their starting pitcher today. So here's a swing and a foul out of play by Krim. Aller gets a new baseball. 2 outs, runner at first base here at the top of the third. Round Rock 2, Tacoma 1. And the pitch is outside for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The next pitch is hit high in the sky down the third baseline, and it goes foul and out of play. So still 1 ball, 2 strikes. Another throw to first by Aller, and Martinez is back in standing up. There goes the runner. Pitch is a called strike three. Down goes Krim, and that's the final out of the inning. And Aller has his 4th strikeout of the day. And Round Rock does not score the top of the third inning. No runs, hits, or errors. 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It is Round Rock 2, Tacoma 1.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Here's something you've never heard before.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Introducing 24/7 lifeguard protection, only from Simply Safe Home Security. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Two to one, Round Rock leads the Raiders. We go to the bottom of the third inning on this drizzly Sunday afternoon in Tacoma. Last day of the 2023 Pacific Coast League season. Raiders with the number eight hitter in the lineup to lead things off. That is Riley Unruh. And he settles into the batter's box. Switch hitter bats left-handed against the righty Zach Kent, and the first pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now Kent with the 1-0, and it swung on. It bounced foul on the first base side, and that evens up the count 1-1. Each team hit a homer in the first inning. It's just the Round Rocks came after a walk. So it was a two-run shot, and the Rainiers was a solo. And those are the only hits we've seen so far. 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike. 1-2 now. Kent with a 1-2 pitch on its way. And it's a breaking ball down low. 2-2. Kent into his motion, and the 2-2 pitch to Unruh is swung on, hit in the air to shallow left, and coming in the left fielder Harris making the catch. He closed in on it quickly, and one man is out in the bottom of the third. Unruh flies out to shallow left field. Now Mike Salvatore will be the batter. Salvatore rejoined the Raiders at the start of this homestand, and it's only been in one game as a pinch runner, but he draws the start here in the season finale. As the pitch is grounded to third, that's scooped up by Wenzel, and he'll throw out Salvatore at first base, and two men are gone at the bottom of the third. Now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. Marlowe, left-hand batter. And the pitch is swung on and foul tipped at the plate. There's strike one. Marlowe had a nice stretch with the Mariners in his first big league call-up earlier this year. He shows bunt here and takes down low for a ball. 1-1. So 1-1 the count to Cade Marlowe. And the pitch is swung out and grounded foul first base side, and he's behind at the count 1-2. On deck is Bliss, who hit the homer in the first inning for the Red Deers. One-two pitch. Hit solidly towards left center. On the move, Martinez into the alley, and he runs it down nicely for the out. And Marlowe is retired, and the inning is over. Red Deers do not score in the third. They go in order, three up, three down. We head to the fourth, still Round Rock 2, Tacoma 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Two to one, Round Rock leads Tacoma. We go to the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. On the mound, Adam Mahler, and right now the grounds crew doing some grooming of the pitcher's mound, as we have been playing this game in a very light rain here in Tacoma that is just continuing and is likely to continue for the rest of the day from what the forecast says. So grounds crew taking some time here to treat the field, make sure everything's in playable condition here on this last day of the 2023 season. Well, we reached a milestone yesterday with the crowd, 6,667, the attendance yesterday. That raised the Red Deers attendance for the year to a total slightly over 379,000. And that broke the Tacoma franchise record, which had been 378,000 and some change. And that record had been established in 2011, the first year after the renovation of Cheney Stadium. So great to set a attendance record this year that's going to have a little more added to it this afternoon. And, you know, really just a credit to the Red Deers fans and the baseball fans of the Pacific Northwest coming out and enjoying the squad this year. And we really had a big attendance increase in June and July. Just a lot of really big crowds in June and July, even on weeknights, which was just great to see. And big part of the Red Deers having a record-setting season at the gate. Go around to all these cities on the road, and the Red Deers crowds definitely in the upper half of this league for sure in terms of number of people at the games. Regardless of what teams may report their attendances, the Raiders have better in-person actual people at the games than most of the teams in the PCL. All right, we go to the fourth now. Aller ready to work, and his first pitch to Sam Huff misses for a ball, 1-0. Or no, that was called a strike, pardon me. 0-1 the count. Well, I don't know. One scoreboard says 1-0, the other says 0-1. Well, it was called a strike. All right, now the count's even, 1-1 as the fastball is outside. Yeah, the 1-1 pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. Trammell heads over there, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the fourth. Huff flies out to Taylor Trammell. And now Davis Wenzel will be the batter. Wenzel hit by a pitch in the second. His only plate appearance so far. Now the pitch is swung on and hit to left field. Back it goes, and this is gone. Wenzel with his 30th homer of the year here on the last day of the season. He hits a milestone, and the Express now lead it 3-1. Fastball up, and Wenzel turned on it and yanked it to left field, his 30th homer. So Wenzel gives the Express a two-run lead here in the top of the fourth. And now Jonathan Ornelas will be the batter. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Saw the minor league leaders in homers going into the last day of the AAA season. 35 is the number for the leaders in all of minor league baseball. They were co-leaders. This year's one in for a strike. And this one misses, or is a swing and a miss, pardon me. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Ornelas, and Aller bounces back with his fifth strikeout of the year, or the game, pardon me. Two down, and now Dustin Harris will be the batter. The minor league co-home run leaders, co-leaders, Shea Whitcomb in the Astros organization, currently with the Sugar Land, 35 homers this year, split between AA and AAA. So here's a swing and a miss by Dustin Harris. And the Twins have Junior Severino with 35 homers, split between AA and AAA. It's now a swing and a miss, strike two to Harris. Aller going to the off-speed pitch down low. No balls, two strikes to Dustin Harris. And the pitch is swung on and popped up in the air to shallow left. Coming in is Gilliam with his eye on it, and he squeezes it for the out, and the inning is over. Harris flies out to left. Round Rock gets one run on the Wenzel homer. It was the only hit. No errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Round Rock 3, Tacoma 1.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service. At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Moving on to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Round Rock leading 3-1. Ryan Bliss, Taylor Trammell, and Cooper Hummel to bat here in the fourth. Bliss hit a homer in the first inning. The Rainiers have not had a base runner since then against Zach Kent, and Kent's pitch to Bliss is poured in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Bliss is homer to left field back in the first inning, his 10th as a member of the Red Ears. 0-1 pitch coming from Kent. Well, he's having trouble getting the pitch call from Sam Huff, but they seem to have worked that out. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Count goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 coming, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-2. Pitch, breaking ball outside, 2-2. Usually, by now, the Red Ears have had some base runners on at least walks. The Red Ears leading the league in drawing walks this year, but Kent's had very good control. 2-2, bounced foul, third base side. Bliss still with the 2-2 count. Last night, Reno remained tied with Round Rock in first place by beating Vegas 11-7. Kyle Lewis with a two-run homer for Reno last night. Here's one hit of the air to right. This is deep. Back is Hernandez at the track, and it's off the fence. Bliss is at second, and he'll stop there with a double. Well, Bliss has the Red Ears' only two hits in this game, and they're long hits. He has a homer and now a double to right that hit off the right field fence. Hernandez went back on this and then played it off the fence. It hit the fence and then hit his body, but it did not bounce far away. So Bliss ends up with the double. And now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter, representing the tying run. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. Other scores yesterday, Albuquerque beat Oklahoma City 6-4. They had 16 hits, the Isotopes did, with three coming off the bat of third baseman Aaron Shunk. Sacramento scored three runs in the seventh and one at Salt Lake, 4-3. As the Express continue to have problems with their PitchCom system, and I guess they're going to get a replacement part delivered from the dugout. As Zach Kent is having trouble with the earpiece. Or maybe not. Maybe they've gotten it resolved. I don't know. Kent's struggling with it, though. Runner at second, no one out, 1-0 to Trabell. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. Also yesterday, Sugar Land beat El Paso 5-2 as Corey Jolks hit a three-run homer. Ronel Blanco gave him six scoreless innings on the mound. 1-1 to Trammell. Grounded right side, threw into right field, a base hit. Bliss comes to third. He's going to try to score. The throw home is not in time. Bliss scores. RBI single for Taylor Trammell. And it is a 3-2 ball game. Trammell pulling a fastball into right field to drive in Bliss from second. Red Ears make it a one-run game once again. And now Cooper Hummel is the batter. Hummel, switch hitter, batting left-handed, and he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Hummel grounded out to first base his first time up today. Now a toss to first base, and Trammell's back in. He tries to steal every now and then. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 1-1. Up high for a ball, 2-1. Two-one delivery is fouled away, out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Trammell with a healthy lead at first, and there he goes. The pitch is up high. The throw down to second base is not in time. A head first dive got Trammell in there ahead of the tag, and he is in scoring position now. Taylor Trammell with his 17th steal of the year, and the count's now full to Hummel. Full count. And the pitch is swung on and pulled to first and caught by Foscue. Throws to second and doubles off Trammell. And just like that, two men are gone. And now Zach Deloach will bat with the bases empty. Hummel yanked a liner to the right side, and Trammell's instinct was to take a step or two towards third, because he thought that ball was going to go into right field and he wanted to score the tying run, but instead it was caught by Foscue, who was able to throw to Ornelas and double off Trammell. And just like that, two men are gone. Now the pitch to Deloach is a breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-1. So two outs, no one on, 0-1, the count on Deloach, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, and the pitch swung on and fouled straight back. Still one ball, two strikes. So the 0-2 is down and in for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 is hit in the air to left field. Towards the corner goes Harris near the foul line. He makes the catch. And that is the final out of the inning. Deloach flies out to left, and the Red Ears settle for one run in the bottom of the fourth inning on two hits. No errors, no one left. We go to the fifth. It is Round Rock 3, Tacoma 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Round Rock 3, Tacoma 2, and up for the Express here at the top of the fifth. Dios Bolarias leads things off. He'll be followed by Elier Hernandez and J.P. Martinez. Arias stands in. The pitch from Adam Aller is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Last day of the season, it's still a playoff spot to be determined, and Round Rock is in the mix. The Express leading 3-2 as here's one down low for a ball. They would reach the playoffs if they win and Reno loses. Reno is now in the ninth inning in Las Vegas. Vegas leading 6-4. Now a swing and a bouncer to the left side into the hole. Cut off by Salvatore at third. His throw to first is not in time. Legging out the infield single is Dios Bolarias. So he's aboard to start the top of the fifth inning. And now Elier Hernandez is the batter. Mariners game just ended. They scored some runs today, 8 of them, but it was not enough. They lose at Texas 9-8. So the Rangers complete a 3-game sweep of the Mariners. So here's one outside to Hernandez. And at the same time, the Kansas City Royals completed a 3-game sweep of the Houston Astros today. So the Rangers have taken charge in the AL West. As here's a throw to first, and back in is Arias. Texas now leads the American League West by 2.5 games over Houston and 3 over Seattle. Mariners have 7 games left. Mariners still only a half game out of the wild card spot. Well, here's a little flare to shallow center, and that's going to drop for a hit in front of Trammell. Taking second base is Arias. Elier Hernandez with a single to center. And That's not Trammell in center field, is it? That's Adam Engel now playing center field. So Engel replacing Trammell. Actually, looks like Deloach has come out. As here's a bunt, third base side, out to pick it up Hubble. He has no play anywhere. It's a bunt single for J.P. Martinez. So Arias takes third, Hernandez to second, and Martinez with a bunt single, and Round Rock has loaded the bases with nobody out. So put Engel in Deloach's spot, the five spot of the order, as there's a pitch in for a strike to Foscue. And moving from center field to right field is Taylor Trammell. Next pitch to Foscue, swing and a miss, strike two. Foscue hit a grand slam here a couple of nights ago on Thursday. Batting now with the bases loaded and no one out at the top of the fifth. No, 0-2 pitch is inside for a ball, 1-2. One-two pitch coming, and it is swung on and pulled down the left field line towards the corner, and that's going to hit the base of the fence and be extra bases. Arias has scored. Hernandez scores. Going to third is Martinez. Foscue slides in at second base with a two-run double, and the Express have opened up a 5-2 lead over the Red Ears. So Justin Foscue lines a double to left field. He has driven in 11 runs in this series. And Round Rock now with a cushion, a 5-2 lead, and they have runners at second and third with nobody out. Blaine Krim now the batter. Krim hit a two-run homer in the first. Here's the pitch from Aller, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers bring the infield in. Now the 1-0 pitch fouled away. Well, the opportunity is there for Round Rock to make the playoffs. Reno has just lost in Vegas 6-5. So the Express now have the ability to win this game and win the second half title. Aller with a 1-1 pitch, and it is inside for a ball, 2-1. Reno and Round Rock entered play today tied with identical records of 44-30 in the second half. A tie wasn't going to be good enough, though, for Round Rock because Reno held the tiebreaker. Now, that will not be in play if Round Rock wins this game. Rainiers could play spoiler here, though, for the rest of this one. As here's a pop-up behind third and down the left field line. Over is Gilliam, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Martinez. Gilliam's throw to the plate is not in time. Martinez scores. And the Express make it a 6-2 lead on a sacrifice fly by Blaine Krim. Gilliam made a strong throw home. It came into Hummel on one hop, a little to the right of the plate, but Martinez is just really fast, and he was able to beat the throw and beat the tag with a head-first dive. Krim with his third RBI of the game, 85th of the year. Runner at second with one out for Sam Huff. Huff is 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout. There goes the runner to third. The pitch is hit in the air to right field and deep. Back is Trammell, but he's going to run out of room. It's gone. Sam Huff with a two-run homer to right field. And it is now 8-2. Huff with the third home run of this game for the Round Rock Express. And for Huff, it's his 17th of the year. 8-2 Round Rock. They've had big innings in each of the last two games. A six-run fourth yesterday. They also had a big inning here on Thursday when they had a five-run sixth inning that led them to a win. Now they've scored five here at the top of the eighth. Now the pitch to Davis Wenzel is called a ball, but Hummel asks for a challenge, so we'll go to the automated system and see what it has to say. It was outside, so it is indeed a ball. Aller just about to throw his 75th pitch of the game, and there's no one up in the bullpen despite the trouble he's had here in the fifth inning. 1-0 pitch is hit in the air towards center. Going back is Engel. He has room, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two at the top of the fifth inning. Wenzel flies out to center field. Jonathan Ornelas will be next. Now the pitch inside for a ball to Ornelas, 1-0. Now the breaking ball is over for a called strike, and that evens things up. The Express have taken charge with this five-run rally. Now the 1-1 up and away, two balls, one strike. Aller with the pitch, poured in there for a strike, and the count's even, 2-2. Two-two pitch coming. And that's a slider down low, ball three. Did Hummel ask for a challenge there? I guess not. Thought he did for a moment. So three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a fastball outside. Ball four, a two-out walk. Ornelas heads down to first base. And Dustin Harris will be the ninth batter to come to the plate here in the top of the fifth inning. Harris has flied out twice, 0-for-2 today. Runner with his lead, and the pitch is inside. Ball one to Dustin Harris. Let's go. 1-0 pitch. Outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Aller. Now it's going to get a visit from the Red Ears pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, who will go talk to Adam Aller. And still no one throwing in the Red Ears pen, although we may see some stirring out there shortly. Aller's now over 80 pitches in this game. Let's go, This was a 3-2 ball game after four, but a five-run rally here for Round Rock that included four consecutive hits to start the inning, with Foscue hitting a two-run double. And then after a sacrifice fly, Sam Huff hit a two-run homer. And the Express now leading 8-2 in the top of the fifth inning. Conference on the mound breaks up. Two and oh the count to Harris. And the pitch from Aller is swung on and yanked foul down the first baseline. And the count goes to 2-1. Two-one delivery is swung on and fouled off on the third base side, and that evens up the count. Oh, they're trying to finish up the top of the fifth. He's ready now. The runner goes. The pitch is swung on and pulled foul towards the berm down the right field line. Still 2-2. It's the Rainiers' final game of the 2023 season. Next year starts early. Opening day is in March. March 29th is the Rainiers' opener next year, and they open at home. There's a bouncer foul, 2-2. They're going to make Oklahoma City fly all the way out here for the Red Air season opening three-game series. In March. There goes the runner. Pitch is hit well to right field. And back is Trammell, but this is out of here. Another home run for the Express. They hit four last night, and now they have hit four today. Dustin Harris lining a two-run shot to right field, his eighth for the Express this year, and they're in double digits. They lead 10-2 as they have put seven runs on the scoreboard here at the top of the fifth inning. So Harris cranks one out of here. Got a pitch up and turned on it. Dios Bolarias started this inning with an infield single. And he bats for his second time now as action has started in the Rainiers' bullpen, and the first pitch is fouled off. There's strike one. Now there's strike two. 0-2 to Arias. And the 0-2 pitch is a slider outside. One ball, two strikes.
One more strike. You got this.
One, two coming from Aller. And it is inside, 2-2. And the 2-2 is low ball three. Three-two pitch coming. And it's swung on and hit in the air to left field. Gilliam is at the track, and he makes the catch for the final out at the top of the fifth inning. But Round Rock puts seven runs on the scoreboard here in the fifth. And they do it with six hits, three of which were homers. There were no errors and no one left. It's the middle of the fifth. Our score, Round Rock 10, Tacoma 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
On we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Round Rock 10, Tacoma 2. First pitch to Isaiah Gilliam, leading off the bottom of the fifth inning, is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Zach Kent on the hill, suddenly with a huge lead. And the 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. Kent pitching into the fifth inning. This is, he's only gone five innings once this year. That was 12 days ago against Vegas. There he gets a swinging strike, 1-2 the count. So 1-2 to Gilliam. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch, down in the dirt, ball three. So full count to Gilliam. Now the payoff is hammered to right field. This is deep and back and gone. Isaiah Gilliam with his third homer of the final week of the season. And the Red Ears make it a 10-3 ball game. So Gilliam takes a tour of the bases on the last day of the season. What is up with the ball flying out of here in the last 24 hours? What's going on here? We have seen six home runs in the first five innings of this game after eight home runs last night. Ball's just jumping out of Cheney Stadium this weekend. Here's Tedarowicz, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Tedarowicz flied to deep center his first time up. He's 0-1. And the pitch is lined into center, and that's going to get down for a base hit for Tedarowicz. So he's on. And the Red Ears have their fifth hit of the game. Tedarowicz with a solid single to center. And now Riley Unroe will be the batter. The other thing that's happened on these last couple of games of the year is they suddenly have gotten very long. Last night's game, 3 hours and 41 minutes long. That does not include the rain delay we had. It was the Red Ears' longest game of the year by far. As here's one down low to Unroe for a ball. It beat the previous high for a nine-inning game by 23 minutes last night. And today's game is moving along, not quite that slowly, but in a similar vein. Here's a pitch inside to Unroe. 2-0. It can't because of all the home runs, right? The home runs are quick. You hit it, it's gone. It doesn't take very long. Two-oh pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Count goes to 2-1. So two balls, one strike to Unroe, who went deep twice last night. He's waving the bat back and forth, looking out towards Kent. Action has started in the Round Rock bullpen. And the pitch is outside for a ball to Unroe, 3-1 the count. One pitch. High ball four. Unroe draws the right ear's first walk of the season. He'll head down to first base. Tanarowicz takes second. And now a trip to the mound from Dave Borkowski, the pitching coach for the Round Rock Express. He's going to go talk things over with Zach Kent. Right ears have Salvatore coming up here. Salvatore was with the Red Ears on the last road trip for the Salt Lake portion. And then when the Red Ears went to Oklahoma City for the final road series of the year, Salvatore returned to the Pacific Northwest. He joined the Everett Aqua Sox for the Northwest League playoffs. He'd been with them for pretty much the entire season. And so he went and joined them for the playoffs, played in the Northwest League playoff games against Vancouver. They lost the best of five series in four games. And then after that was over, Salvatore rejoined the Red Ears when they got home at the start of this homestand, as the pitch to Salvatore is down low for a ball, 1-0. He had a couple of hits in the Northwest League playoffs. 1-0 pitch coming. And it is down low for a ball. And Kent awkwardly came off the mound after throwing that pitch, and he's feeling some discomfort. And now the Express trainer is going to go out there, and Kent is upset. It was the follow-through that caused him to kind of go down into a crouch. And the Express trainer, Will Whitehead, out there to see Kent. And they have a reliever ready in the pen if they need it. Kent's going to try to throw a practice pitch. And he kind of nods like he's okay after throwing a practice pitch. I think he just kind of stumbled a little awkwardly on his follow-through there on that last pitch. Well, he's going to stay in the game and continue to work on Salvatore with two on and no one out. Red Ears trailing 10-3. And Kent's ready. Right-hander with the pitch. And it is taken for a strike, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming. And the pitch is outside. 3-1 to Salvatore. Rainiers would love a walk or a hit, anything to keep things going here, try to get back in it. Rainiers have been a good comeback team all season long. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes full now, 3-2. And the way the ball's jumping out of Cheney Stadium this weekend, a 7-run deficit in the fifth inning does not feel out of reach. Here's the 3-2, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards right. This is playable. Hernandez makes the catch. Tagging at second is Tanerowicz. He will advance to third. Holding at first is Unruh. And runners are at the quarters with one out. So Salvatore flies to right field. Now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. And that's going to do it for Zach Kent. The manager of the Express, Doug Davis, is on his way to the mound, and he's going to make a call to the bullpen here. So we'll take a break with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitching change here at Cheney Stadium. Our score is Round Rock 10, Tacoma 3.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Round Rock leads Tacoma 10-3 is the score. And the Red Ears trying to claw their way back into this game. They have runners at the quarters with one out at the bottom of the fifth inning. And Cade Marlowe coming to the plate. The new pitcher for Round Rock is right-hander Mark Church. So Church in, replacing Kent, who went 4 1/3, allowed 5 hits and 3 runs all earned. He's responsible for the runners now. And Kent walked 1, struck out 2. So Church in from the pen, his 30th appearance, 6-1, 3.61 ERA. And his first pitch to Marlowe is up and away for a ball. Want to know the count. Marlowe 0-2 in this one. Now the 1-0 pitch is ball two. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. And Church fires, and this is hit in the air, foul, and out of play. So still... Well, 2-1. Now the pitch is fouled back. Even count, 2-2. On deck, Ryan Bliss with a couple of extra base hits in this game already. Here's Church with the 2-2, and it is inside, ball three. Well, the Rainiers would load the bases with a walk. the 3-2. Outside, ball four. Marlowe draws the walk. He heads down to first base. Unroh to second. Todorovic at third. And Ryan Bliss is coming to the plate, and he's a guy who seems to know what to do with the bases loaded. He's hit two grand slams for the Red Ears in the last 2 weeks, including one in the opener of this series here on Tuesday night. Well, he's 2-for-2 today. First pitch is up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now this pitch swung on and fouled back. And it's a one ball, one strike count to Bliss. Now the pitch, down low, 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch, up high, ball three. Nowhere to put him. Bliss can really look for a pitch in his zone right here. Bases loaded, one out, bottom of the fifth. The 3-1 pitch is ball four. That'll force in a run. Todorovic scores. Unroh takes third. Marlowe down to second. Bliss with the bases loaded walk. It is 10-4. And now Taylor Trammell is coming to the plate. The door is open for the Red Ears to get back in this game after allowing seven runs in the top of this inning. They have scored two in the bottom, and they have the bases loaded with one away. The pitch is swung on and fouled off, an off-speed pitch from Church. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from Church. Fastball poured in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. 95-mile-per-hour fastball from Mark Church. And now Trammell calls time, steps out of the batter's box for a moment. On deck is Cooper Hummel, only one out here. 0-2 to Trammell, and the pitch is a swing and a fly towards center. Coming in is Martinez. He's there, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Unroh. He will score as the throw comes in towards third. It's a sacrifice fly for Trammell, and it is now 10-5. So Trammell flies out, but is able to score the runner from third. Two down, runners at first and second for Cooper Hummel. Hummel lined into a double play his last time up. Church ready with his pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air to left field towards the corner. Back goes Harris, and he makes the catch in the left field corner for the final out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Red Ears get to three runs in the inning, and they do it with only two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It is Round Rock 10, Tacoma 5.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Keep your machine lean and clean this summer while doing all the things you love to do in the Tacoma Power service area. Whether you live, work, or play in the many communities who use Tacoma Power, our electricity and publicly available chargers is from clean, renewable hydroelectric power. Want to know more about all the ways we support electric vehicles in our community? Visit mytpu.org/EVS.
On we go to the sixth inning. It is Round Rock 10, Tacoma 5. New pitcher in for the Red Ears. Ryder Ryan takes over on the mound. He'll face the top of the order. It'll be Elier Hernandez, J.P. Martinez, and Justin Foscue to come to the plate in the top of the sixth. Hernandez stands in, 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored, and he takes the strike, 0-1 the count. Ryder Ryan appearing in his 48th game of the year for the Red Ears. 4-2, two saves, a 3.83 ERA. Pitch to Hernandez, check swing, he went around, that's strike two. Ryan, 28-year-old righty, made his major league debut earlier this season. One game for the Mariners. Yeah, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ryan strikes out Hernandez on three pitches, and there's the first out in the top of the sixth inning. So Hernandez fans, and now J.P. Martinez will be the batter. Martinez reached in all three plate appearances so far, two walks and a bunt single. And he swings at the first pitch and hits it in the air, foul and out of play on the third base side. That's strike one. Now Ryan ready, and the 0-1 pitch is up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch. Misses, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Ryan's 2-1 pitch is fouled back. And that evens up the count 2-2. Finals coming in from around the league. In fact, everything's a final except for this game. We're the last ones playing on the final day in the PCL. So here's the 2-2, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Ryan Fans, J.P. Martinez, and two men are gone at the top of the sixth. Now Justin Foscue will be the hitter. As reported earlier, Vegas beat Reno 6-5. That paves the way for Round Rock to win the second half if they win this game. Other results. Salt Lake defeated Sacramento 6-5. And the pitch here misses for a ball to Foscue. Cabbage, Trey Cabbage for Salt Lake, their slugger. He didn't play. So he is tied with the Red Ears' Jake Shiner and Round Rock's Davis Wenzel for the home run lead, as there's one in for a strike to Foscue. They all have 30. Shiner has been injured the last 2 weeks. He's not playing. Cabbage is done. Wenzel is going to get another at bat or two today. 1-1 pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. 1-2 now. Cabbage is going to lead the league in runs batted in. I'm sorry, that's not right. Cody Thomas of Vegas is going to lead the league in runs batted in. Thomas finishing with 109. 1-2 pitch inside, 2-2 the count to Foscue. And Michael Stefanik with Salt Lake easily takes the batting crown. 365 batting average, a 42-point cushion over number two, Michael Bush of Oklahoma City. Series one up high to Foscue. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch, grounded to the right side. That's fielded by Unroh. Little toss to first for the out, and the inning is over. There's the first three-up, three-down inning pitched by the Red Ears today. Ryder Ryan sets down the express in order in the top of the sixth inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Round Rock 10, Tacoma 5.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
On we go to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Final day of the 2023 Pacific Coast League season. Red Ears trailing Round Rock 10-5. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Adam Engel to lead things off, and the pitch from Mark Church is popped up on the into the shallow center field region, and there's Martinez to make the catch. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the sixth. Engel is retired, and now Isaiah Gilliam will be the hitter. Gilliam, 1-for-2 with a homer today. Cranked one out of here to right field just last inning. Church is set, and the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 in there for a strike. And Gilliam thought that that pitch was not a strike, so he asked for a challenge. We'll go to the automated ball strike system, see what it has to say. And it was indeed a ball outside, so Gilliam wins the challenge. And the count is now 2 balls, no strikes to Isaiah Gilliam. And the pitch from Church is a swing and a foul back, and the count moves to 2-1. Other teams finishing up today. Albuquerque beat Oklahoma City 2-1. In Albuquerque, very low scoring game at Isotopes Park, as here's a liner up the middle and into center field. A base hit for Gilliam with one out in the bottom of the sixth. He has his second hit of the game. And now Robbie Tanerowicz will be the batter. Oklahoma City finishes the season with a record of 90 wins and 58 losses. They had two games canceled in the first half due to weather issues. But 90 wins is a rare error in the minor leagues. This year's one outside to Tanerowicz. This Round Rock team's right behind them. They have 88 wins coming into play today. They have the two best records for the full season. Oklahoma City and Round Rock. Here's a swing and a miss by Tanerowicz. So if Round Rock hangs on and wins this game and they go to the playoffs and play Oklahoma City, at least it would be fitting, the two teams with the best records all year meeting up in the finals. 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike two to Tanerowicz. Since Oklahoma City won the first half, they are the home team for the entire best of three Pacific Coast League Championship Series, which starts on Tuesday. One 2 pitch is hit to short on one hop, and Ornelas to Arias. There's one on to first. There's two, an inning-ending double play. That wraps up the bottom of the sixth. The no runs on a hit. There were no errors, no one left. We head to the seventh. It is Round Rock 10, Tacoma 5.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Round Rock 10, Tacoma 5. New pitcher for the Red Ears here in the top of the seventh. Diego Castillo gets out there for what will be his final appearance of the year. He's in relief of Ryder Ryan, who retired the side in order of the sixth with two strikeouts. Nice job done by Ryder. Castillo at his 43rd appearance, 5-5 with a 5.24 ERA, but he's been a lot better down the stretch as his first pitch now to Krim is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Castillo, native of the Dominican Republic. The 0-1 pitch, check swing foul, and that's strike two. Castillo says he might play winter ball in the Dominican this winter. Hasn't decided yet. Yeah, with the 0-2 pitch to Krim. And it's down in the dirt for a ball, 1-2.
Yeah, we should all be criticizing him.
So one ball, two strikes, the count to Blaine Krim. And the pitch from Diego Castillo, outside for a ball, 2-2. Rain has started up a little harder here. This is now an official game. We're in the seventh. We became an official game at the end of the fifth. Should the weather take a turn for the worse. So now the 2-2 is down low for a ball, full count to Krim. Three balls, two strikes. Three-two pitch. Outside, ball four. And it's a leadoff walk after Castillo was ahead of the count, 0-2. Krim ends up drawing the leadoff walk. So he's on, and now Sam Huff will be the hitter. Also today, El Paso beat Sugar Land 10-3. And that settled an extremely competitive battle for worst record in the PCO this year. So there's a pitch down and in for a ball. El Paso and Sugar Land had identical records of 61-88 going into the last game of the season, tied for the worst record in the league, and they were playing head-to-head, and whoever wins the game was going to avoid having the worst record in the league. So there's a foul by Huff. So congratulations to the Chihuahuas of El Paso. They won big today, 10-3, and finished one game ahead of last place Sugar Land. Now here's one outside for a ball. 2-1. Well, you might think who would care about that, avoiding the worst record in the league. I can name one person. So here's a one hopper to short. Bliss has it. Goes to Unroe for one. On to first, there's two. Huff grounds into the 6-4-3 double play. And just like that, two men are gone at the top of the seventh inning. And now Davis Wenzel will be the batter. I can assure you El Paso manager Philip Wellman was very interested in winning that game and avoiding having the worst record. Mickey Story at Sugarland, he probably cared too. Wenzel, 1-for-2, hit his 30th homer of the year in the fourth, part of a three-way tie for the league lead in homers, and he takes a Castillo pitch low and away for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way. And this is outside for a ball, 2-0. Two-o delivery, swing and a miss, 2-1. Two-one pitch, a little bit outside, 3-1. Three-one pitch coming, swing and a miss there, strike two. Castillo getting Wenzel out in front of an off-speed pitch. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Wenzel, and that closes out the top of the seventh inning. Diego Castillo works a scoreless frame. We go to the stretch. It is Round Rock 10, Tacoma 5.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our air wet vacuum sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. Round Rock leading the Red Ears 10-5. A little longer break there because the grounds crew was working on the field due to the rain that we've had pretty much throughout this contest today on the final day of the season. Riley Unruh stands in to lead off the bottom of the seventh. They had the first pitch from the new pitcher, Justin Slayton, is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. 97-mile-per-hour fastball to start things off. And the next pitch is struck well towards left. Going back is Harris at the fence, and it's gone. Riley Unruh with a late-season power surge. He hit two yesterday, and now he is homered today. And the Red Ears make it a 10-6 ball game. Opposite field shot for Unruh, his fifth of the year at the AAA level. He also had five in AA for Arkansas, so 10 homers total for Unruh on the season. And now Mike Salvatore is the batter. And Salvatore swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. There's strike one. Slayton is on in relief of Mark Church, who went 1 2/3 scoreless, allowing one hit, two walks, no strikeouts for Church. 0-1 pitch now to Salvatore. And it is taken for a strike. 0-2 the count. Now this one is swung on, hit of the air towards right. Over is Hernandez near the foul line. He makes the catch, and Salvatore is retired. One out at the bottom of the seventh, and now Cade Marlowe will be the hitter. Marlowe 0-for-2 with a walk today. Left-hand hitter. Marlowe looks out towards Slayton, who's appearing in just his fifth AAA game of the year, late season call-up from the Texas Rangers AA team in Frisco. Here's a swing and a grounder foul, third base side. There's strike one. Well, we mentioned earlier the Rangers finished the three-game sweep of Seattle today, 9-8. And Texas now with a 2.5 game lead over Houston and a 3-game lead over the Mariners in the AL West. We can update the wild card standings where the Mariners now really have to focus, as here's a swing and a grounder foul. As they're still going to get 4 games left with Texas head-to-head on the final 4 days of the season at T-Mobile Park. But 3 games first against Houston, who is a half game ahead of them and currently holding the final wild card spot. As there's a check swing by Marlowe, but he could not hold up in time. He is struck out and 2 men are gone. 3 wild card teams go into the playoffs in the American League. Tampa Bay has locked up the first spot. Toronto has the number 2 spot, and they firmed up their standing today by beating Tampa 9-5. George Springer hit a 3-run inside the park home run, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit 2 home runs that went over the fence. So here's a swing and a miss by Bliss. Houston has the number 3 wild card spot. They're 2 games behind Toronto for number 2. And then the Mariners half game behind the Astros. Got to win the Astros series now. That's quite clear. Here's one down low to Bliss. Houston got swept by Kansas City at home. Today the Royals beat them 6-5. Nelson Velazquez, a player the Royals picked up from the Cubs, he had 2 home runs today. He's been really good since joining the Royals. Here's a fly to shallow right. In comes Hernandez, and he makes the catch, and Bliss is out, and the inning is over. 1 run for the Red Ears in the bottom of the 7th on the homer by Riley Unroe. It was the only hit. No errors, no one left. We go to the 8th inning. It's Round Rock 10, Tacoma 6.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
On to the 8th inning. It is Round Rock 10, Tacoma 6. And the Red Ears bring in Casey Sadler to work the top of the 8th inning. Diego Castillo's season ends with a scoreless inning in which he did not allow a hit. Had 1 walk and 1 strikeout. So Sadler comes in. And he'll face Jonathan Ornelas, Dustin Harris, and Diospol Arias in the top of the 8th. Well, before we begin, the plate umpire has walked out to the mound and now is going towards the Red Ears dugout. And now they are bringing in a rosin bag from the bullpen in left field. I guess there was no rosin bag. There's something. I see something behind the mound over there. But anyway... Sadler has a rosin bag now, and we're ready for play to resume here in the top of the 8th inning. Now the pitch is inside to Ornelas. There's ball one. He's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1. Here's a swing and a pop-up foul and out of play. 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Ornelas. And the pitch is a called strike three. Sadler freezes Ornelas and strikes out the first batter he faces in the eighth. So what a way. And now Dustin Harris is the batter. Sadler making his 18th appearance, 1-0, 7.53 ERA. He had missed a year and a half with shoulder surgery, but finishing this season healthy and getting back in the swing of things. And a veteran who's had success in the big leagues in the past. 33 years old, his pitch here is hit in the air to right field and deep and back, and it is fair and gone. A home run for Dustin Harris, and the Express make it an 11-6 lead as Harris has his second home run of this game, and it is the fifth home run of the afternoon for the Round Rock Express. They had four last night and five more today. The Express closing in on a playoff spot. Harris shipping one out of here to right. Now Diosbol Arias is the batter. And the pitch from Sadler is swung on and lined towards left. Gilliam is over and he hauls it in. And that's out number two with the top of the eighth inning. Arias lines out to left field. Two down, and now Elio Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez is 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. Now the pitch is a fastball outside. This was a one-run game, 3-2 after four innings, and then Round Rock scored seven runs in the top of the fifth, and they have been in control ever since. Series of swing and a miss, 1-1. Right here's a battle back a bit. Scored three at the bottom of the fifth. Just had a solo homer in the seventh from Unroe, but the Express still with a healthy lead in the late innings. As here's one in for a strike to Hernandez. 1-2. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Hernandez is struck out. And that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. One run for Round Rock on one hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Round Rock 11, Tacoma 6.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more.
Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Round Rock leads 11-6. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Taylor Trammell, Cooper Hummel, and Adam Engel to bat this inning against right-hander Justin Slayton, who begins a second inning of relief work. Trammell, 1-for-2 with a single, a sac fly, and two runs batted in this game. And Trammell wasn't quite ready, so he uses his timeout prior to the first pitch. Now he settles in, ready to bat. And Slayton is ready. Here's the pitch. And it is swung on and yanked foul down the first baseline. There's strike one. On 1-2 Trammell. Missed the last five games with an injury, but back in there for the final game of the season. And the pitch is just off the plate for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now a swing and a high fly ball towards left. And that's going to be caught by Dustin Harris, and one man is out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Up next is Cooper Hummel. Hummel, switch hitter, will bat left-handed against Slayton. And the pitch is ball one. Now the 1-0. High ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Hummel. Hummel asks for a challenge. Or wait, no, this would be a challenge by Round Rock, and they lose the challenge. So it was indeed a ball. I don't know if Sam Huff just wanted to try out the challenge system there or what, but it's the first challenge of the game for Round Rock. Now the 2-0 pitch is a check swing on a ball down and in, and Hummel went around, and the count goes to 2-1. Pioneers with six runs in this game on seven hits. They've left only two runners on base. They've made the most of what they've had. So here's one down low for a ball. That's ball three. Yesterday, the Pioneers left 15 on base. Big factor in the 12-10 decision. 3-1 pitch. Inside, ball four. Hummel draws a one-out walk. He'll head down to first base. Cooper Hummel with his 82nd walk of the year. He's fifth in the league in drawing walks. And he's going to finish the year with the, top five walk total, and he's going to finish in the top 10 in on-base percentage in the Pacific Coast League and just outside of the top 10 in doubles. Now pitch to Engel, misses for a ball, 1-0. Now Slayton with a 1-0 pitch on its way. And it is swung on, hit in the air to right field. This is fairly deep. Back is Hernandez. He'll have room, and he makes the catch right at the edge of the warning track, and there's the second out in the bottom of the eighth inning. So Engel flies to right, two down. And now Isaiah Gilliam will be the batter. Pitch is in there for a strike. Next pitch, down low for a ball. 1-1. There's one down low for a ball to Gilliam. Two balls, one strike. There's one poured in there, a strike from Slayton. 2-2. The Express do have bullpen activity going. Well, Gilliam challenging the last strike call. He loses that challenge, as it was indeed a strike on the outside edge. Two and two to Gilliam. And the pitch is outside, ball three. So full count, the runner at first, Hummel, will be running with the pitch. They're playing behind him with a five-run lead in the eighth. 3-2 pitch coming, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Gilliam has struck out, and the inning is over. Red Ears do not score in the eighth. They leave a runner stranded on base, and we head to the ninth. It is Round Rock 11, Tacoma 6.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, we go to the ninth inning on the last day of the regular season. Round Rock leading the Red Ears 11-6. The Express eyeing a playoff spot. The Red Ears eyeing the offseason. But the Red Ears, Stephen Kolek, hoping to finish on a high note, and he's had plenty of those in the second half. He's been one of the Red Ears' top relief pitchers for an extended period of time, and he's on to work tonight. First pitch to J.P. Martinez, bounced right back to the mound. Kolek fields it and tosses it to the Tenerowitz at first, and one pitch, one out in the top of the ninth. Hot one hopper back to the hill. Kolek handles it, and then he almost flipped it over the head of Tenerowitz at first, but Robbie was able to handle that. One out. And now Justin Foscue will be the hitter. Foscue 1-for-4 with a two-run double in the fifth. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is bounced towards third. That's scooped up by Salvatore. Throws to first in time for the out, and two men are gone in the top of the ninth inning. Kolek getting a couple of quick ground outs, and now Blaine Krim will be the batter. Kolek has a 0.97 ERA in the second half this year. He's been opening eyes around the league. Great sinking fastball that he's able to throw at 97 miles per hour and hit the bottom of the zone with it when he's in command, which he's been so frequently in the second half. Here's a swing and a foul at the sinker by Krim. That is strike one. Now Kolek into his motion, and the 0-1 pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. One-one pitch coming. Swung on, pulled into the hole between short and third, and threw into left field. A two-out single for Blaine Krim. So that's the 10th hit of the game for the Express. Krim with a single to left. And now Sam Huff will be the batter. Huff, 1-for-4 with the two-run homer back in the fifth. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Oh, one pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. O-2 pitch, grounded towards third. Then that's scooped up by Salvatore. Goes the short way to second for the force out on Krim. And that wraps up the top of the ninth inning. A quick and easy scoreless frame delivered by Steven Kolek. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. We'll see if the Raiders have a comeback in them in the final game of the season. Our score is Round Rock 11, Tacoma 6.
Closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Raiders trailing Round Rock, 11-6 is our score. And the Express three outs away from clinching the second half title and a date in the Pacific Coast League Championship Series against Oklahoma City. Rainiers hoping to rally and spoil things here in the ninth. Robbie Todorowicz to lead things off. Matt Bush, the new pitcher, the veteran righty. And his first pitch to Todorowicz is taken for ball one. 1-0 the count. Todorowicz 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored in his final game of the year. Bush in relief of Justin Slayton, who went two innings, allowing one hit and one run with two strikeouts and a walk. Todorowicz swings and misses and took such a vicious cut that he fell over afterwards. 1-1 the count. One and one. And the pitch from Bush is swung on and fouled into the catcher. There's strike two. 1-2 to Todorowicz. Last broadcast of the year. I want to thank some people who have helped out all season long. Start with the Rainiers Media Relations Director, Paul Braverman, for all of the stats and notes he's provided this season. Now the 1-2 is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Paul did a great job this year. We'll thank the Rainiers Director of Baseball Operations, who also handles team travel, Ashley Schutt. She got me to all the road games, so thanks, Ashley. Great job. We made it. 2-2 pitch. Fouled back. Still 2-2. Thank executive producers Aaron Artman and Megan Mead from the Rainiers front office. And thanks also to our chef, Shane Hickenbottom. He only works on Sundays. 2-2 pitch coming to Todorowicz, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. And there's the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning, one down. And now Riley Unroe will be the batter. The Express leading 11-6. And they are two outs away from reaching the playoffs. Unroe homered in the seventh. He's 1-for-2 with a homer, a walk, and two runs scored. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike, going 1-1 the count. Round Rock. Looking for their 45th win of the second half. So now the pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. Reno lost earlier today to Vegas, so they're stuck on 44 wins. They finished the second half 44-31. One ball, one strike to Riley Unroe. And the pitch down low for a ball, 2-1. Matt Bush, 37 years old. Lots of big league experience. Now with a 2-1 pitch to Unroe, and it's chopped to the right side, fielded by Foscue. He tosses it to Bush, covering first for the putout, and two men are gone in the bottom of the ninth. Mike Salvatore will bat for the Rainiers. And Round Rock is an out away from clinching. And they could feel free to party it up as much as they want to in the visitors' clubhouse here at Cheney Stadium, which is being remodeled after the season. So have at it. Salvatore stands in, and the pitch from Bush is up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Round Rock with the lead. The pitch is hit well towards right field. Back is Hernandez, and he squeezes it at the warning track. And that's the ball game. The Express win it 11-6, the final score. And congratulations to Round Rock. They are the second half champs. The Raiders were in it to the final weekend. Round Rock eliminated the Raiders on Friday night. They still had to fend off Reno. They did so by winning the last two games. Last night, 12-10, and today, 11-6, and they just did it with offensive firepower. Four homers last night and five homers today. That's how Round Rock closed out the season. And they're a worthy winner of the second half title. They're going to give Oklahoma City a battle in the Pacific Coast League Championship Series that starts on Tuesday in Bricktown. Round Rock wins at 11-6 is the final score. We'll recap the game, and we will do the Major League scoreboard as well in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
At Boot Barn, we're driven by everything the cowboy boot stands for. The reliable communities of the West, the hardened values of the cowboy, and the unshakable spirit of all who lead a tenacious lifestyle. Justin boots capture these Western ideals in every pair. Their handcrafted boots are an invitation into the continuing story of the West, open to all who dream of untamed lands and endless Western skies. Justin boots at Boot Barn.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, Round Rock wins the second half title by beating the Raiders in the season finale today at Cheney Stadium, 11-6, the final score. They did it with a long ball. It started in the first inning. Adam Haller making the final start for the Raiders. Two outs, runner at first base in the first inning. Plain Krim connected for a two-run homer to left field, his 22nd of the year, and the Express were up 2-0. Raiders got a run back in the bottom of the first against the Express starting pitcher Zach Kent when Ryan Bliss pulled a homer to left field, a solo shot, his 10th of the year, and that made it 2-1. That was Bliss's 10th with Tacoma this year. He finished with 23 home runs between AA and AAA. It stayed 2-1 for a while, Lawler and Kent both throwing well. In the fourth, with one out, Davis Wenzel pulled a solo homer to left field for Round Rock, his 30th of the year. He finishes in a three-way tie for the Pacific Coast League lead with Jake Shiner of Tacoma and Trey Cabbage of Salt Lake. A three-way tie. They each finished with 30 homers on the year. In the bottom of the fourth, the Raiders got that run back. Ryan Bliss hit a leadoff double, and Taylor Trammell singled to right field, scoring Bliss, making it 3-2. So after four innings, we had a 3-2 game. It didn't feel like it was going to get out of hand, but things can happen quickly, and that's what happened in the fifth. Round Rock started racking up the hits. It began with an infield single for Dios Bolarius, and then Elier Hernandez singled to center field, and J.P. Martinez beat out a bunt single. So two infield hits and a clean base hit to center. They had the bases loaded with nobody out and their number three hitter at the plate, Justin Foscue. Foscue ripped a two-run double to left field. It brought in Arias and Hernandez. Round Rock was leading 5-2. They were not done. Blaine Krim followed with a sacrifice fly. That scored J.P. Martinez and made it 6-2. And then Sam Huff came up to the plate. He hit an opposite field two-run homer, and hit. That was his 17th of the year. It was 8-2. They still weren't done. After there were two outs, Jonathan Ornelas drew a walk, and Dustin Harris connected on a two-run homer, his 8th of the year. It was 10-2 as Round Rock scored 7 runs in the top of the 5th inning, sending 10 batters to the plate. They had 6 hits in the inning, including a couple of homers, and the Express were up 10-2 in the middle of the 5th inning. Right here's immediately got some of it back in the bottom of the 5th. Isaiah Gilliam lining a solo homer to right field, his 3rd of the year, all in this final week of the season. That's 3 AAA homers for him. He had 22 at AA Arkansas. Then the Raiders proceeded to load the bases. Tenero hits a single, couple of walks. Ryan Bliss drew a bases loaded walk. That made it 10-4. Bases still loaded, only one out for Taylor Trammell. He flied out to center, a sacrifice fly that scored Unroh to make it 10-5. But they got Hummel to fly out, ending the 5th. It was Mark Church getting the final outs in the 5th inning for the Express in relief. It turned to a 10-6 game in the bottom of the 7th inning when Riley Unroh greeted reliever Justin Slayton with an opposite field homer to left field, his 5th as a Rainier this year, and 10th the total between AA and AAA. That made it 10-6 in the 7th inning. But the Red Ears did not get another hit, and Round Rock tacked on one more run in the 8th when Dustin Harris connected for his 2nd home run of the game, 9th of the year, and Round Rock's 5th of the contest. Round Rock wins it. 11-6 is the final score. Here are the final totals for Round Rock. 11 runs on 10 hits, no errors. They left 3 on base. Tacoma scores 6 runs on 7 hits, makes no errors, leaves 3 on base. Winning pitcher in relief is Mark Church. He is 7-1. The loss goes to Aller. He is 6-4 for the Red Ears this year. Time of the ball game was 2 hours 35 minutes. The attendance, 5,132. Round Rock finishes the year 89-60 overall, and they are second half champs with a 45-30 mark in the second half. The Red Ears finished 77-73 overall, and that included 40-35 in the second half. The Red Ears' next game will be Friday, March 29th, 2024. See you here. The Red Ears open next year at home against Oklahoma City on March 29th. Early start next year. And I'm going to guess right now, we don't have game times yet, but let's just go ahead and pencil that one in at 7:05 p.m., and I'm sure there will be Friday night fireworks. So, yeah, see you next March. March 29th is going to be our next game. Round Rock takes it 11-6. Stick around. We'll do the Major League Baseball scoreboard for the final time this season in our next segment.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, Round Rock takes it 11-6 from Tacoma in the season finale. Now let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Big league version of this game, Rangers-Mariners. Rangers finished the weekend series sweep at home over the visiting M's 9-8, the final score today. Kind of similar to what Round Rock did to Tacoma this weekend. The Rangers hit 6 home runs today, 2 of them by Marcus Semien. They jumped all over the M's starting pitcher, Brian Wu. The Mariners had a good game offensively, 13 hits and 8 runs, but they fall 9-8. J.P. Crawford and Teoscar Hernandez had home runs for Seattle. So the M's now 3 games back in the American League West behind first place Texas. Things look better in the wild card chase, though. Houston got swept by Kansas City this weekend at home. The Royals beat them today 6-5. Nelson Velasquez, 2 home runs. Mariners are only a half game behind the Astros for the third and final wild card spot, and they've got the Astros coming into Seattle for 3 games starting tomorrow night. Toronto made a little headway as they hold the second wild card spot. They beat Tampa 9-5. George Springer with a 3-run inside the park homer. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit 2 homers. So Toronto with the number 2 wild card spot, and they are 2 games ahead of number 3 Houston. The White Sox beat the Red Sox 3-2 in a 6-inning rain-shortened game in Boston. Mike Clevinger ended up getting a complete game as a result. Baltimore moves closer to clinching the AL East. They beat Cleveland 5-1 behind the pitching of Kyle Gibson, who went 7 innings. The Orioles lead the East by 2.5 games over Tampa. Their magic number's down to 3. The Twins hammered the Angels 9-3 as they prep for the playoffs. Ryan Jeffers tripled, homered, and drove in 3 for the Twins. And Detroit shut out Oakland 2-0. Eduardo Rodriguez and the bullpen combining on a 7-hitter for the Tigers. One interleague game today. Arizona was a 7-1 winner in New York over the Yankees. Zach Gallen getting his 17th win of the year for the Diamondbacks. And the Diamondbacks made sure that the Yankees are now mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. In the National League, the Braves are playoff bound, but they lost the opening game of a doubleheader to Washington 3-2 today as Nationals rookie Jackson Rutledge went 5 innings and got his first major league win. Game 2 of that doubleheader is in the 3rd inning. The Nats lead that 3-0. They're going for a sweep. Reds beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-2 today. T.J. Friedel with the tie-breaking RBI in the 7th inning. The Marlins are still 1 game out of the playoff hunt. They beat the Brewers 6-1. Couple of homers for John Birdie. 2 doubles for Jazz Chisholm. The Cubs hanging on to the number 3 wild card spot of the NL, beating the Rockies 4-3. Patrick Wisdom with a go-ahead 2-run homer in the 6th. San Diego hammered St. Louis 12-2. They've been red hot recently, the Padres. Today it was Juan Soto with 3 hits, a homer, and 4 runs batted in. And in progress, the Phillies lead the Mets 4-0. That game is in the 5th inning in Philadelphia. And the Giants and Dodgers are Sunday night baseball. They're scoreless in the 1st inning at Dodger Stadium. That's the Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, the Red Ears fall to the Express 11-6. We'll be back with more after this.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knot hole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Well, Round Rock wins the game and the second half title. They beat the Red Ears today 11-6 in the Pacific Coast League's regular season final here at Cheney Stadium. The last game played of the regular season this year, game number 150. The Red Ears finishing up with a one-loss record of 77 wins and 73 losses overall. They were in the second half race. That was the encouraging thing that happened this year, is the Red Ears were not in the race in the first half at all. In fact, finished under 500 in the first half, but end up being in the second half playoff chase until the final weekend. not getting eliminated until Friday night here, and making it interesting, playing much better. Bullpen was a key aspect to that. The terrific relief from Stephen Kolek and Riley O'Brien in the second half really shortened the games for the Red Ears, and the team had some nice offensive performances in the second half as well. Zach DeLoach really took off in the second half, hit 15 of his 23 homers in the second half. And the Red Ears definitely missed the big bat of Jake Schiner down the stretch. He missed the final 15 games with a finger injury. Ends up tying for the league lead in homers with 30. And Schiner finishes second in the league with 105 runs batted in. But the Red Ears definitely could have used him these last 2 weeks. He got his hand spiked in Salt Lake City right at the beginning of that two-week road trip. And that kind of just sent the Red Ears southward. They had a tough series there in Salt Lake. They dropped 5 out of 6 there. That was really the costly series down the stretch in their bid for the playoffs. They bounced back in Oklahoma City after losing early in that series to Oklahoma City. They won the final 2 games to get a split there, stay in the race, came home, won the first 2 games of this series against Round Rock, and actually were in the picture, but then dropped the final 4, including this one today, and got eliminated on Friday. Reno was charging along and looked like it was going to come up aces for them, but they lost today. Vegas knocked him out, beat him 6-5. Well, that didn't knock him out, but it made it so that Round Rock could win their way into the playoffs, and that's what happened with the Express taking this one today as they finish 1 game ahead of Reno. Other finals on this last day in the PCL, it was El Paso winning 10-3 at Sugarland, Albuquerque a 2-1 winner over Oklahoma City, and Salt Lake held off Sacramento 6-5 in the final game broadcast by the legendary Bees broadcaster Steve Klauke, who retired after the game today for Salt Lake. Congrats to him. All right, that's going to do it for today's broadcast, and that's going to do it for this season's broadcast. We'll talk to you Friday, March 29th from Cheney Stadium when the Red Ears open the 2024 season against the Oklahoma City Dodgers, and we'll have a broadcast for you, and we'll have baseball again next spring. In the meantime, have yourself a great winter. Maybe watch some football. I personally prefer college basketball, but hey, that's just me. Going to start that up in November. In the meantime, we'll talk to you next March. Have a great off season. Thanks a lot for tuning in and following Tacoma Red Ears baseball this season. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score in the final day of the 2023 season, Round Rock 11, Tacoma 6. Rainiers finish at 77-73, and the Round Rock Express are playoff bound.